Joe Patek and his orchestra out of Shiner, Texas, starting us off there with our theme song, the At the Mill March, Poje Milinem. And with that, we say Vitami Vas, and welcome to Czech Classics, Then and Now, episode number 2. My name is Dennis Swatek. Thank you so much for stopping by as we come to you from the tiny town of Taylor, Texas, just outside of Austin. And once again, thanks for checking out the show. I hope you enjoyed the debut show last week. I'm starting to get the hang of this, so maybe things will go a little smoother this week. It'll just get better and better. But in the meantime, always going to bring you some great music. So I just got to work on my part. The music will always take care of itself. As I mentioned last week, I have been doing podcasts for our band's website since roughly 1998. Actually, our old band leader, John Ondrashek, was the first one to do one, and basically it was more of a online radio show type of deal. John had been a DJ before on polka stations, and he was much more polished than I am, but he kind of got busy doing other things, so I decided, what the hell, I'll give it a shot, and I just kind of took it over and have been doing it ever since then. I wouldn't necessarily say I've improved any. I've just gotten more used to it. But, yeah, I've been doing it a long time. And if you have checked out the site before, one of the things that I do from time to time is a theme show. I may feature a particular band. If a band leader or band member unfortunately passes away, I will do tribute shows to them. I'll do Oktoberfest shows when it gets to be Oktoberfest time, so look forward to that in the future. A lot of cool, you know, mainly German music from Texas bands, things like that, and then just various other things. And I thought, since spring is almost here, or may actually be here by the time you hear this recording, I know it definitely feels like spring down here in Texas. We're finally getting some temperatures back to normal, back in the 70s and 80s. Everything is turning green. I know a lot of you guys live up north, so I'm hoping that things are starting to thaw out for you guys up there, maybe warm up a little bit. I actually spoke the other night to a gentleman named Bob Verbsky. He plays in polka bands up in Nebraska, North Dakota area. He's from North Dakota. He's actually the father-in-law of a friend of my wife's, who is a teacher, and he and his wife came down to spend a couple of weeks down here to see his son and daughter-in-law and grandkids. And I've talked with him before. We've actually jammed over at his daughter-in-law's house. He plays accordion, all kinds of stuff. Great player. But, yeah, he was telling me that they, you know, kind of depended on the weather when they were going to head back, because it's still pretty cold up there in North Dakota. So hopefully, like I said, by the time this broadcast, things will begin to thaw out a little bit. But I thought, in honor of that, I would do a tribute to spring and play some songs that have to do with spring, or at least, you know, you can kind of make the connection if you really look at it just right. So anyway, we're going to do a tribute to spring on this show, and I'm going to start things off. Of course, the state flower of Texas is the bluebonnet, and actually I have read that they should just start be poking their heads out of the ground right about now. So I'm looking forward to heading down to Brenham, LaGrange, that area, closer down to Houston, where all the beautiful bluebonnet fields just lie in the highways. So we're going to kick this set off with Gil Bacha and his orchestra, and one called the Bluebonnet Polka. Thank you. Ah, so smooth, Adolf Hofner there, doing the Luka Zelena, the Green Meadow Waltz. And so there we have it, our first half of the show down. Let me go back and recap what we listened to. Like I said, our tribute to Spring, and we started that set off with the great Gil Baccia and his orchestra out of Fayetteville doing the Blue Bonnet Polka. Follow that up with a little northern music, John Cech and the Wisconsin Dutchman Show, and one of my all-time favorite, not just one of my favorite songs, but that actual recording I love. It's a great arrangement. I love the way the brass and the woodwinds play against each other. The green is green, Zelena se Zelena Polka. Right after that, little Texas music, but they definitely kind of have that northern sound. Harry Zarnik and the Texas Dutchman out of Houston doing the Červená Ružička, the Red Rose Polka. And then followed that up with a little live music by the Checkmates, a band out of the Dallas area. And they did the Red Rose Waltz. We had the Red Rose Polka and the Red Rose Waltz right next to each other, but totally different songs with totally different melodies. Right after that, a little German music from the New Braunfels area, the Little Fisherman once again, doing the Rose Garden Waltz. And then followed that up with a group that I was not familiar with for a long time, a group called Sunny and the Sun Glows. And that is from I'm trying to remember exactly what the label is. I think it's Eagle Records. It's actually the old TNT, Tanner in Texas, label out of San Antonio that put out so many records during the 40s and 50s and 60s. I mean, pretty much everybody recorded on TNT back then. And that's one called the Battle of Flowers Polka. And if you thought that kind of maybe sounded a little familiar, a young man named Doug Somm was playing in that band. You may know him better as the leader of the Sir Douglas Quintet, or he also had his own group in the 70s, or just, you know, by him solo, Doug Somm. But yeah, that was Doug Somm in that band, Sunny and the Sun Glows, doing the Battle of Flowers, and definitely had a kind of San Antonio Mexican polka feel to it. And like I said, we wrap that up with Adolf Hofner doing the Green Meadow Waltz. So our first half is down. I'm going to step aside and let the station run some promos and other things like that. And we'll be back in just a couple of minutes. So stick around. We've got more great music coming up. Oh, you betcha. Back for round two of Czech Classics. Then and now here on 24/7. Polka Heaven, and we're just going to get right back into our tribute to Spring and feature one of my all-time favorite bands, the great Bill Mraz Orchestra out of Houston, Texas. Hopefully some of you had the chance over the many, many years to visit the great Bill Mraz Dance Hall down on West 34th in Houston. Such an institution. I played there many times back in the 80s with Bobby Jones Orchestra. Just, you know, one of my favorite places to play. So many great memories of that hall. It actually shuttered during the 90s. And then I think Bill Mraz's grandson or granddaughter opened it back up in the beginning of the 2000s. And they had big, huge celebrations. Had like 10 bands play for the reopening. We were lucky enough to play there. And then they just started having regular dances again. And then all of a sudden, maybe a year or two later, electrical fire late one night burned to the ground. One of the saddest things I've ever seen. Big articles in the Houston papers about it. It was a truly one-of-a-kind dance hall. So anyway, we're going to kick this off with the Bill Mraz Orchestra and one called the Bluebird Polka. Thank you.
made by love to bouquet with you. But just like the rose, you've proven untrue. A flower that's wild, they say has no home. And just like the violet, I'm left all alone. Roses are green, violets are blue. I'm sending red roses to you. If you care to send some flowers to me, then send me some violets, some blue as can be.
Honey, honey, mustel, under there. sem ja, babe, bam la. Mám se podíval, vás jsem měl vždycky tak rád. Šakry jsou ty chvíle, když jsem já, babe, bam la.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, that ought to get your toes tapping right there. Of course, the legendary Romy Goss and his orchestra doing the Picnic in the Woods polka. And with that, we wrap up our second half and our tribute to spring. So let's go back and check out what we listened to. We started the second half of the show off with the Bill Mraz Orchestra and the Bluebird Polka. Followed that up with Cousin Fuzzy and his cousins, one called the Honeysuckle Waltz. Little Joe and Ken doing the Redbird Polka. So we had the Bluebird Polka and the Redbird Polka. That Redbird's another one of my favorites, too. I love the trombone on that. It's just really out of this world. It's a great tune. Central Texas Sounds out of the Fayetteville area doing the Red and Blue Violets Waltz. And then Leroy Motoka doing the Garden Waltz, called the Garden Dance. I didn't have time to fit the 7-step polka in. Usually those go back to back down here in Texas. You play the 7-step polka and then the Garden Waltz right after that, but we just stuck to the Garden Waltz on this version of the show. Johnny McCullough and his orchestra out of Ennis doing the Green Garden Polka. And then some more northern music, Moloch's Fisherman doing the Spring Flower Waltz. And like I said, we wrapped that up with Romy Goss and the Picnic in the Woods Polka. And with that, I do believe my time is up. So I want to thank you again so much for stopping by. Like I said, this is getting a little bit easier. It's still kind of a work in progress, but I'm starting to get the hang of it. Again, I hope you guys are enjoying the show, hopefully giving you something, you know, different that you wouldn't normally hear on 24/7. So if you like what you hear, if you don't like what you hear, whatever, either way, I don't care. Let me know about it. I would love to hear from you guys. Check out the list where it has the IJs. There's a little envelope thing over there next to my name. Click on it and it'll give you my email address. Drop me an email, or you can stop by our website, checkpolka.com, CZECHPOLKA.com, checkpolka.com, the home of the Czech Melody Masters. And like I said, we've got lots of old archived polka podcasts, music. You know, if you're ever in the area and want to come see where we're playing, you can check out our schedule, all kinds of cool things like that. Lots of great links to other sites, too. So that's going to do it for this show, show number 2 down. Be back in a couple of weeks for show number 3. Going to get on out of here with the Texas Plainsmen, featuring Bobby Jones on accordion, Frankie Derba on guitar, from an album called Across the Texas Plains from 1982. This is your favorite, the Black Crow Polka. So until next time, everybody take care, Spani Bohem, and we'll see you down the road. Bye-bye.